Perek Tes Mishnah Aleph. Because in the last Mishnah of the previous Perek, we brought a posuk as a support for something, but the Mishnah noted that it wasn't a proper proof. It was just a hint or a support for the matter. The first four Mishnayos of Perek Tes discuss things which are not necessarily related to Shabbos. They are also hinted to in a posuk. And most of the psukim which will be quoted are not commandments or necessarily even from the Torah. They could be from Nach, which means they are certainly not the source for that thing. Rather, it is known as an asmachta, which is a hint in the Torah or in Tanakh for something which was decreed by the Rabbanon, by the Chachomim. Or even if it is with the Oraisa, the point is that it is not necessarily learnt from this pasuk. However, the pasuk does hint to that idea. So the first of these things refers to Avodah Zarah, idolatry. And midrabbonon, anything which is an idol, or which was worshipped, if somebody touches that idol, he becomes tomei. But not only that, even if he carries that idol without touching it, for example, if he carries it inside some cloth, even then the person who is carrying it will become tomei. That's known as tumas masa, tumah which is transferred via carrying. And the Mishnah tells us that Omer Rabbi Akiva says, Minayin la'avodah zarah, metama b'masa. How do we know that idols can make other things tomei, and other people tomei just by carrying the idols? Can nidah, just like a woman who is tomei as a nidah? This is a certain type of tumah of women. And as long as a woman is a nidah, if somebody carries her even without touching her, they would become tomei. So the Mishnah says, Shenema, as the Pasuk says, Tizraim, throw them away, referring to the idols, Kameidova, just like a woman who is a nidah. Because the halacha is that when a husband is married to a woman who is tomei as a nidah, as long as she has that tumah, they cannot have relations together as they would usually have. So just like you are separated from the woman when she is a nidah, so too you should separate yourself from Avodah Zarah. Say tomei loy. You should say to the Avodah Zarah, go out. The point is, get rid of all your Avodah Zarah. But we see from this pasuk that Avodah Zarah is compared to a woman who is a nidah. And so we learn from there, says Rabbi Akiva, ma nidah metama b'masa. Just like a woman who is a nidah can make somebody tomei who carries her, Avodah Zarah metama b'masa, so too idols can transmit tumah to anybody who carries the idols, even if they do not touch the idols themselves.